that's the goal at the end of the day. It's not to put something out that people don't like, but that's it. That's the... Well, how did Uncle Fred go? He's had a great white show.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy. You're like, not familiar with
what,
that?
What, he was an aquarium? You seeing sharks?
Yeah, not quite. Not quite. Some shitty metal band from the 80s.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. I'm here with Walt.
Hello.
I'm not here with BQ, though. No BQ this week. We are here, however, with though the man, the myth, the maverick, Ming Chen.
Hello, everybody.
Woo! Yes. Yes, a round of applause for Ming Chen.
Wow, what a turn of events.
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, rarely. I wasn't applauded in, not for the 31 and 33 and a third. episode 200.
You're a rags to riches story, and you really are. I mean, you most the unlikely podcasting guru, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
When you think about it, it all started with an offhand suggestion from you. Right? You were like, you and Mike should do it. Like, I want to see you and Mike do a podcast.
And then, that suggestion goes on to, his own studio, multiple studios,
yeah,
multiple podcasts, awards.
Yeah.
Podcasting on all seven continents.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure at
has
this
it
point,
happened yet?
I'm sure it has, yeah.
you podcasted on all seven continents.
Not yet.
No.
Been on seven continents.
How many continents are there?
There's seven, yeah.
Yeah. So how many have you podcasted on?
Like maybe three.
All right. So you're halfway there almost.
I'm getting there, yeah.
So let's back it up, though. So North America.
Right. North America.
That's it?
I think I'm – Oh, no, I podcast in Dubai. So that's
Dubai, okay.
So that's two.
It's Asia, right?
That's, that's the Middle East. Yeah.
But I think it's considered, is it considered Asia? I don't know. I'm too ignorant.
If only we had somebody.
There's a guy who knows.
Who knows, but unfortunately he's not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
He would tell us.
Because there's some Debbie Downers.
Yeah.
And then there are people out there that are like, you should know this. This is basic knowledge. You shouldn't have to go to get them.
Hey, I knew there were seven continents.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then podcast in a Scotland one, so that's three. I believe that's three.
That's true.
So what's left? South America?
That's
Africa.
Africa, Antarctica.
Australia.
Any cons scheduled in the Congo?
None in the Congo. No, there are no Amy, you want pod?
It's taken by rebel forces.
Ernie Hudson has kidnapped me, and we're looking for jewels and podcasts in the Congo.
Why Ernie Hudson?
That movie Congo.
Oh, that movie Congo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we might have to edit that if not.
Yeah, that gorilla's name was Amy. Right?
Amy, yeah. Amy, what pod?
So what have you been up to, Ming? We don't often catch up with you.
Yeah, no, it's been a busy year so far. Two cruises.
Yeah, yeah. We never caught up on the View Askew cruise. How'd you do on that one? Because I know on the Joker's cruise, you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big smiles on our faces. Both of ours, man. I've never seen you so happy. It was great, man.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
rare.
A shame that it's only like 5 days out of every like 4 years that I get to smile like that.
I mean, it's beat zero. Like before it was zero.
Yeah. Zero would suck.
Yeah. The View Askew cruise was good. It was different for sure.
Yeah.
And it was fun though. But, no one true threes. No rap battles, no Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Why not, though? Why not? Why couldn't you just get a rap battle going? Just grab somebody in the, maybe Dante and be like, I'm challenging you to a rap duel right now. Let's go.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. It wouldn't have been as exciting as me versus Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Did you perform at all, or were you just on the cruise?
I had one job. They did a Mallrats 2 script reading, and I was given a part. I'm page 47 of the script. The part of podcaster in the movie, and they were under a strict time limit. They ended at page 43.
I think it might be typecast.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think it might be typecast as a podcaster at this point.
That's fine with me. But yeah, the script reading ended before I got to my lines.
Really?
Why? So you have to do anything? You got that free?
I got free cruise to do. Awesome. And I had to do nothing. Yeah, it was great.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Everything's coming up, Ming.
It is. It is.
She commandeered the ship and took it to Africa so you can tick off one of the continents that you need the pod on.
Check. All right, we're going to Antarctica. Check. Go to Australia. Like the D.B. Cooper of cruise ships.
Not as exciting as a cruise, but I went to another Blue October concert yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yet another. Where did this one at? This one was in Englewood, which is so fucking far away from where we live. Like, I thought, like, when I heard Englewood, I thought for some reason it was, like, probably up around, like, exit, like, 150 or something. I was wrong. It's almost – it's, like, the exit before the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, so it's up there. A lot of traffic.
Yeah. There was traffic both ways, even though we got out at midnight. What, Mr. Heavy Breather over here?
Ooh, he sounds like someone's running a marathon over there.
I say, you don't sound good. People are going to be complaining that they can hear him off mic.
No, there's no way you can hear him off
mic. How many total is this for you?
I think it's like five.
Five Blue October concerts?
I've seen Blue October more than any band that I actually like.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like at 10, do you get like a bathrobe or something or like a challenge coin?
I better get something, man. Like, and he pointed out the beard again because we're close enough.
Right.
And she was like, because I said to Mary Beth, I was like, come on, man, I don't want to be that close. I don't want any attention. It's just weird, you know, it's just weird like every time. And she was like, no, we're in row B. There's row like A, B, B, and then, you know, it goes to B. But like A, B, B, C, C, that was it. Mm-hmm. And then it was A, B. So like, it's like for me to you.
I think, though, those guys, there's no way they think it's weird. They're just happy that someone's willing to pay that often.
Exuberant
prices, you know, to sit that close. They're grateful. They're not weirded out. They're just like, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God they're still coming out. Mm-hmm. Is it the same set list every time?
No. They just came out with a new album. And I really thought I was not going to like the opening band. They're called the Veers. And I was like, I'm not – because I don't like opening bands generally. Like, I'm not a live music kind of guy unless I know the band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I know the band, then I'm into it. But if it's like – like music that I'm not familiar with, I can't get into it. I'm not like one of these people that dance around.
Well,
and shit.
Well, that's very telling though. You are unwilling to give something a try. It says a lot about like you're not even willing to give it a shot. You're just like, I'm not into it. And you don't even know. You haven't even heard a note. And you're just like, nope, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me. Yeah.
I got a guy right over here.
That, complete opposite.
Right? Oh, yeah. There's not a chance on the planet. You'll give anything a try, right?
It's for me.
Almost anything. Yeah, almost anything. How do you know you're going to like it or not if you don't give it a try?
Exactly.
Well, you could say that about a lot of stuff, you know. You know, you don't give everything a try.
No,
some stuff you're pretty sure you're not going
to
like.
According to you, I do, but not in real life, no. According to you, I put everything in my mouth.
And there was a moment of, I have to say, I'm almost a little ashamed that I was, because Mary Beth is so into this band. It's like when I'm like, because I sit down at certain points because I'm like, I'm not standing the whole fucking time. And I'm watching her and she's just has the biggest smile on her face and she's dancing and she's singing and she knows all the words and she's having a fucking great time. And all of a sudden, like, notice that like the fire alarm things are flashing, you know, like the alarms for a smoke alarm or whatever. And when there's a lull in the music, you're like, the fucking fire alarm's going off and nobody's
leaving. So no one can hear it, but there's a noise.
Nobody can hear it because the music's so loud, yeah. And
but it flashes so you can at least see it.
It flashes, and, but yeah, it wasn't really that bright. Like it didn't like flash that bright. Like I didn't notice it at first, and then I was like, wait, what's that? Why is that blinking like that? And then I heard the noise, and I was like, holy shit, the fire alarm's going off. Everybody's still dancing and singing and having a great time. The band's playing, but then their mics got cut because they had to get everybody out of the theater.
Oh, my God.
And – there was a part of me that's like, there's no way they're going to get everybody out of the theater and then the fire department has to come and say everything's good. That's what I thought. And in that moment, I was like, we're going to get to leave early. It was like, it was about like half over and I was so happy. And so we're standing outside. It's fucking freezing. Nobody's saying anything. It was probably like 10 minutes or so. And then they're like, all right, everybody can come back in. Fire department never came. Like, I don't know. Like, it was like as nice as the Basie, I would say. It was a nice theater. But the first thing I noticed when we walked in, no metal detectors. No wanding, nothing of any kind.
Really? So you could have walked in, you know, concealing.
I could have had a concealed gun on me because it is New Jersey, so you can conceal carry. I could have walked
in. It is unusual.
I was almost like – it was also the whitest concert I've ever been to because at a certain point I was looking around. I was just like looking at the demographics, seeing what was what, and I'm like there are absolutely no – minorities here at all. Every
what about that WASP
single
concert
motherfucker
we went to?
Was what I don't know. I think I saw at least one or two black metalheads there. Here I was like, this is like if you thought you wandered into a Klan rally or something, you'd be like, all right, everybody's white. I get it.
The soundtrack by Blue October.
Yeah.
I'm sure Blue October isn't liking this.
This is
how their audience is being described. They want a little bit of
Klan rally.
Street cred.
You know, it was an orderly dismissal from the fire alarm. There wasn't great.
People didn't want to leave.
Wasn't a great white concert. Like,
no.
That's how you meet your doom. Like you're trampled under a Blue October concert as it burns.
I brought that up to Mary Beth. For those of you who aren't familiar with the story that Meg's talking about in Rhode Island years ago, in early 2000s, I believe, there was a great white concert and they used pyrotechnics against the club rules, and the insulation in the ceiling caught on fire. And it wasn't really the fire, I think, that killed everybody, but the fumes from the burning insulation like went down and just like immediately knocked people out and killed them. You know,
yeah, it was like hundreds of people.
Yeah, it was like 112 terrible. People or something like that. Yeah, it was nuts.
But I thought people got stuck trying to get out though and burned alive.
They did because it was only one exit.
Yeah,
a lot of them burned alive.
Just
too.
Brutal, like. If you're going to go see in a band, at least make it a band that's like, you know, a once in a lifetime concert, not some band that like nobody even knows. Like who was it again?
Great White.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like most people are going to be like, well, how did Uncle Fred go? He's at a Great White show.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy. You're like, not familiar with
what,
that?
What, he was an aquarium? You
were
seeing sharks?
Yeah, not quite. Some shitty metal band from the 80s.
Yeah.
With not even the real lead singer anymore, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it was like one original band member. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, we survived.
October.
Also met a 13%er there, Lauren.
Yeah?
Yeah, who told me privately that she's hoping Getem gets back after this big court case.
Oh,
yeah, I feel the tide is a turning.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've kept up with up TSD, but
yeah, oh yeah,
there has been a vocal portion of the audience who have threatened financial repercussions.
Yes, withdrawing their Patreon subscriptions if they're hitting you in the wallet.
If Getem wasn't silenced on mic, so we are going with a little trial basis here for a while, and then we're going to find out once and for all, you know, so someone's going to make their case to keep them off, and we have a sexy lawyer now. I don't know if you've heard.
I listen to every episode, man.
And he is going to defend Getem and see if he can make the case to win over the listeners who are still.
I hope
on
to
the
be
fence.
In the gallery on that fateful day.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm sure you might be a character witness.
Oh wow! Okay. I mean, not since the OJ trial.
What if the prosecution called you as a witness? You know, will you testify for the prosecution, or will you?
I might have a few things to say
to keep them off.
Not completely. I don't think he's completely useless. But you know, was he butting in one too many times?
Maybe.
There's a cranky portion of the audience.
What else is new?
But jeez. I feel like, you know, I have seen far more requests for his return. So, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And it is starting to happen. I see it. And I knew it would happen.
Okay.
I knew it would happen.
Okay. I mean, we'll find out soon.
We will.
I don't know what avenues you've been checking for this.
I've got a private email.
Wow.
That blows up after every episode with, you know, like, please bring Getem back on. Please.
Wow.
You know, enough's enough.
Yeah. Steve D. Wow. Well, yeah, I hope this shakes out in somebody's favor.
But, yeah, the question is, though, because you have people who are threatening to cancel Patreon if he stays.
Right.
You have people who are threatening to cancel if he goes. So whoever, whatever side, you know, quote unquote, wins, will they? Will the other side follow the letter of the law and not cancel Patreon? Yeah. Law and Tell Them Steve Dave Town. Anyway,
it's hard to say. Wow,
I don't know how we can enforce that ruling. If we could go after their credit card company and charge them for months that they're not on, that they
we'll just dox them. You want to give away all your information? Fine.
Oh, now how do we get these people back? Do we more all new puck nuts?
people say they want puck nuts, but then when we give them puck nuts and it's pure sports talk, yeah, then you're like, I don't listen to sports. I don't like this. Wow. This is not like the old puck nuts.
Wow.
And people forget. The old puck nuts became listenable because we weren't talking about hockey because the Devils sucked.
Right.
We were talking about anything but hockey.
Yeah, the indoor league.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And that's why it became a podcast that people, put on a pedestal for whatever reason, is because we weren't talking about sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite times on Puck Nuts when we were talking about sports.
Well, I mean, it's usually
sports related stuff is okay. You know? Like if there was like some sort of like criminal NFL player,
yes,
or somebody got caught doing something they shouldn't.
That's why we had you on there. You usually steered us toward that way, and it worked out. It worked out. Well, I mean, I hope everybody comes back.
We'll see.
I see you work your hands to the bone with all this content.
It's
and all you want is people to love it.
That's
and
all you
not
want.
Everybody does.
That's the goal at the end of the day. It's not to put something out that people don't like, but that's the rub though. It's like some people like something and some people don't, and it's hard to find that perfect combination that like pleases everybody.
It doesn't exist. That's why.
It did though. Like, there was like in other forms of entertainment. I've seen it. I think that, you see monster successes out there. So, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for monster success.
I've just never seen you guys like cater to the monster success though.
What do you mean?
You know, you guys are more about I do whatever I want, and if it's good, if we love it, Then great.
I think we talked the big game in that.
Oh, really? That was all bullshit.
We'll do what we want, but then really, at the end of the day, it's just
I can't believe everyone didn't like Third Eye Radio. Fuck those guys.
It's tough. Yeah. You're a content creator.
People don't like you.
No, you're a content creator. Does every video you put out opening up a box of stuff?
No, not at all.
Click.
Not at all. No. No, that's 2009 when we started this. Even when I didn't even want to be on here, when I was forced to be on here.
Who forced you? That.
Well, nobody forced me. It was, was I blindsided a couple times? Sure. But that made it more fun.
I was thinking about that the other day, the emergency pod with Susan and all that. And I was like, God, I miss those days.
When Ming was in the was right around the – had 100 easy access at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a rarity to have Ming at the table.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Absolutely. A fucking maverick. The second time we've had him since he was named, right?
I guess so.
Do you go to the cons and with the Maverick trophy?
No, I don't bring the Maverick trophy.
You don't bring it?
It's too fragile. It's too fragile.
Oh, you got to get a replica that you could bring.
Hey, can you talk to the guy who made the skulls for you and see if we can get like mini Maverick trophies?
All you got to do is get a 3D printer.
Yeah, I guess so. If anyone can help me out.
Oh, we have plenty of listeners who can help you out. Don't I hit you up at Twitter?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. Ming Chen 37.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get it. Maybe not 20,000.
No, you only want one, right?
Well, no. I can make like 500 or something.
And what are you going to do with them?
I'll sell my cons. You too could be a maverick like Ming Chen with a mini replica version. I learned from the best,
idea.
Man.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
People would definitely buy it.
Yeah. I also learned, I'm not going to make like 25,000 of them.
Yeah, that's
with
the
over
key.
8 years.
Yeah, yeah. You don't make too many.
Yeah.
You,
be like Funko. Make
don't overestimate the demand.
Right. Yeah.
But you can, you can sign it.
Yeah.
Bottom of
it. I could present it to people.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maverick Jr. is all out there. Yeah.
Maverick Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you get him a little certificate, Maverick in training.
Right. Yeah, endorsed by Ming Chen.
I put it out there on social media that we had a Maverick and a guru, podcasting guru, coming on the show, and I asked for questions about
– people ask questions?
Not to you, just about podcasting.
Oh, okay.
And the art and business side of
okay,
podcasting.
Okay, sure.
And I have some questions. I don't know unless you have you have to get into something, Bri?
No, I don't have anything to get into. Except that I guess by the time this comes out, we'll know about the overkill –
Who won the poll?
Who won, yeah. So far, it's not looking too good for for Will Rogers.
No?
No.
Looks like a landslide from what from where I see it, yeah.
A lot of people, it seemed like, we're reading the comments, it seemed a lot of people, they like his voice and they enjoyed some of the stuff he brought, but Tom seemed to get it more than Will did. And then there are people who are like, why don't you split it and let them both share duties?
You know, it's possible, you know, the night before the end of the poll that, you know, Tom is sitting there looking pretty.
Tommy
and all
Trump.
All of a sudden, and then, you know, there's some chicanery and or not. And
possibly, probably.
I heard the word arrogant douchebag thrown out around.
We're not going to talk about Mike right now. We're not going to do it. So let's see.
What do you got here?
Okay. So these are some of the questions.
Okay.
And they didn't know it was for you.
Okay.
Because I didn't want them to like treat it like as a joke.
Right.
I said that we have somebody coming in.
First question, how does Mike taste?
Right.
But I want you to treat it seriously.
Okay.
I think people are looking for real answers. This is not something that like you're trying to like, you know, make people laugh.
Okay.
First question to the Maverick. What's going to make a new podcast stand out in the sea of new podcasts and popular established ones?
Wow. Well,
is this too hard?
That's a good question. Because he actually goes to schools and stuff, and you lecture on podcasts.
I do,
and stuff,
I go to school.
Right?
Okay. Talk
so
to
if somebody busted
kids.
That question on you, would you be like, whoa, wow.
Oh, shit. Started sweating?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There sure are a lot of podcasts out there. Yeah. It's – you know what the tough part is? Because everyone wants to get – popular right away, right?
Yeah, overnight success.
Overnight.
Everyone wants one.
And yeah, the only way you're going to do that is you're already fucking famous already. So, you know, the big ones that they get famous real quick, like Kevin and fucking Joe Rogan or Office Ladies. Yeah, anyone who's – any actor who starts one usually takes off pretty big. So
– unless you're Amanda Bynes.
I mean, if she kept at it.
I don't know.
If she kept at it.
Poor Amanda Bynes.
Poor Amanda. You're telling me. Other than that, you got to keep going, man. It could take years.
Okay, but that's not an answer. That's not even the question.
Yeah.
What's going to make a new podcast stand out in the sea of new podcasts and popular established ones? Mean, you're just saying – all you've said is it's going to take time.
It is going to – yeah.
Yeah, okay, but what is it? What's the secret sauce? Come on.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Fucking fire alarms?
Yo, Megan. Amber Alert.
Uh-oh, it's blue October all over again.
Amber Alert, get out of here.
Yeah, it turned out I think it was their smoke, their fog effects and shit like that.
Oh, really?
I think that's what did it. There was so much like you could – like you know how you can sort of like taste it in the air sometimes when there's too much? Yeah, that's the way it was.
Yeah, I mean other than being famous, I mean you got to do something vastly different from everybody else. But I can't really pinpoint one podcast that started in like the first 3-5 episodes, like they got big, that came out of nowhere.
Well, I think you're right. I think people want it to be big right away,
right.
and they want to make merchandise right away. A lot of people are like real into like making their merch.
Right. Yeah, but that's just they think if you make merch, it makes you look bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you got to come up with something like super different from everybody
else. I'm going
to
ask it one more time.
Okay.
What's going to make a new podcast stand out in the sea of new podcasts and popular established ones?
I think like if you launch a podcast and you're like, I know who shot JFK and it comes true, like that'll make you famous right away. You got to have some kind of bombshell.
Okay. So you need to have something.
Something like that's so, yeah. Or
gonna,
like
be, get picked up or trend.
Yes.
Well, I think you're answering the question too, in as much as like, if you're not already famous or well known, it's probably not going to happen. Like people have asked me many times, how do I get to like Mr. Johnson? Your campaign seems to have the steam of a runaway freight train or whatever the fuck Lisa said.
Yeah.
No, they're like, you know, how do you do it? And I tell them, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to get listeners because we were very. Lucky to have the Kevin bump right away.
Yeah.
So it's like we had that initial bump, which was a lot of people, and then we built it from there. And you're right, it took years.
Yeah.
So are you saying that like it's not going to happen now? I mean, because if I took your class,
it's not going to happen.
And you said it's not going to happen. I would be like,
it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen right away.
It's unlikely it's going to happen.
It's not like it's going to happen right away. Yes. Well, I tell everybody that.
I think that's an okay answer because it's like if you're like a guitarist and you go to like a guitar clinic and it's like, how do I, you know?
Yeah, it would
blah,
be
blah, blah.
Yngwie Malmsteen. I would be Eddie Van Halen right away.
I want to be these people right away. Yeah. It's like you would have to practice it. It's going to take years and you can't expect, like, unless you're extremely lucky to jump into anything.
Yeah.
and be a success at it immediately.
Right. Yeah, I'm honest with people coming. Like, am I getting famous right away? No, probably not. I'm pretty honest.
All right, question two.
You don't accept that answer?
I'm not happy with this answer.
I did have a pod come in. Yes. They've been recording for about a year, and they're like, hey, we need to talk. They came in really serious.
They asked you that. They said to you, we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk. Okay. So they came in, we sat down, they're like, hey, so we've been doing this for a year, so we're not famous yet.
We want our money back.
Really? Like, did you put in the contract that you would promise them that they'd be famous?
I'll make you famous, baby.
In the fine print?
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Did you put it in there?
Yeah.
Fame guaranteed.
Yeah, they're like, well, we haven't really taken off yet. And I'm like, well.
Shared universe promises. You will be famous within 1 year. Yeah. Like the really fast. Yeah. You like to speed it up.
Yeah, you may have erectile dysfunction and you may have like loose stools. Like. Yeah, and I'm like, well, have you done any marketing? Have you told anybody about this? Like, well, we thought we'd be famous by now. We thought you were going to help out with that. And I'm like, yeah, they thought I was going to help them make them famous. And
wow. I mean, how could you be that deluded for a year, though?
Yeah, no, they were, yeah.
Did they expect, like, your name to carry more weight in terms of, like, getting subscribers?
I think that
did
was.
Did you imply that?
I did not.
Be honest.
Absolutely not.
Did you want it? Come on.
For an extra charge, I can say produced by Ming Chen.
Do you charge?
But I thought part of the package was I was going to make them famous within a year. And I was like, dude, that's not. I'm like, listen, my analogy was like, listen, Mariah Carey uses a studio to record. Like, my job is to make you sound good, vocally. But my job isn't to make you, like, famous. That's on you. Like, Mariah Carey, it's not the studio's job to make Mariah Carey famous. It's her job.
Caveat emptor.
Yes. Exactly. So, they didn't come back. So
they never came back after that?
They came back. And thank God. So, yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
That's an unrealistic expectation. Yes. How old were they?
They're old. They're in their 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But can they have stars in their eyes, though? Ming Chen, TV star. Podcast star.
Yes.
Could they have, look at Ming Chen. Could you have given them the wrong idea? Could you have implied and you didn't even realize it?
No. Absolutely not. I did not mislead them in any way.
I don't know if I believed this.
Saying that they were going to be as famous as freaking
maybe
Ming
nudged
Chen.
Them a little bit in that direction in the beginning, Like, we'll do social media, we'll do this, we'll do that.
Which I did. Yeah. But it's not my
job. You did their social media?
I didn't do that. No. If they released an episode, I would promote it, stuff like that. But I didn't
do that. How did you promote it?
I was like, hey, these guys have a new episode. Check it out.
Are we famous yet?
Yeah. It's promoting.
You guys probably want to hire private security because I just retweeted that you released an episode.
Yeah, I was like, maybe you should change up your strategy. Like, do you guys have a top five? Top five? No? Well, maybe you should try that.
Okay, all right.
So, it's not going to happen.
You should preface it by saying, like, you shouldn't go into anything with the expectation that you're going to be famous.
Right.
Like, who do these guys think they were going to be? Like, Joe Rogan or something?
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks we're going to be.
That's nuts.
Right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Again, this question's kind of similar to the first one. How do you attract listeners outside of any following/friends/family you already have?
Well, I mean, you got a couple of strategies. You can guest on other podcasts, cross over your audience with other podcasts, have that podcast promote yours. And you got to go in the real world. If you go to networking events or cons, you got to tell people you have a podcast, man. A lot of people release these things. They don't tell anybody.
Well, the reason is because nobody wants to hear it. It's like, I got a podcast. It's like, join the fucking club. Yeah. Everybody does. Right?
Yeah. So you got to have some kind of hook. But if you want an audience outside of whatever you have, you got to go to that. You got to go to those people, man. So you got to promote outside of that through social media. I go to like networking events. I hand out cards and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a better answer.
Or the cons.
The
one, right? Yeah.
And the first one, which is like, I don't know.
Yeah. But I go to a lot of cons. So, promote at the cons and shit. We do panels. So, promote at the panels.
But these are avenues that are not really available to your average. Yeah. They can't be like, I'm going to go moderate a panel at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like they don't have the juice you got.
Okay.
What little juice I have.
I've staggered these Okay. So the questions get a little bit more meatier thought-provoking. All right,
give me the meaty ones.
Well, we're getting there. Not yet. Though, okay. Where do you see the medium going in the next 1 to 3 years?
Wow.
You know he doesn't know what he's talking about. As soon as you hear wow, he's scrambling immediately. He's on his heels immediately as soon as you hear.
Down goes Frazier.
You see the eyes start mm-hmm. looking in every direction?
And he looks up.
He
tilts his head up and he goes, oh, wow.
If I really knew, I'd probably be working on it right now instead of sitting here with you assholes. But now, if you look at the trend, and you know you guys have done it too. You swore for years you were going to do video, right? It's going toward video, man. Everything is.
You think it's not there already? You think in 1 to 3 years it's like that's your answer?
Video. It's gonna be more video. Okay. Like every yeah, it's gonna be more video.
I think it's already. Yeah, I think video is already at the. They're looking for more, I think, a more like Nostradamus-like answer here.
Oh, you want me to predict the future, like more than video?
Where do you see it going more than just like video?
Well, I think that, yeah, because they're talking about like podcasting sort of took over radio, right?
Right.
You know, and the streaming and shit all took over radio. So now nobody cares about radio anymore. So what's the next big thing is what they're wondering.
That's what we're looking for. Like you could just –
We know video already.
Just throw it out there, what you really think it could be the next big thing, you know? And then if it hits, you could be like, fuck,
well, yeah,
I told you.
I called it.
You called it.
I called it. Well, it's video, then it was live streaming. Now it's not even the whole podcast. People are just taking one-minute clips, and that's your podcast.
I actually – I do that a lot on YouTube. There's several podcasts that I like, but it's like sometimes it's – or don't like.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's difficult to slog through.
Yeah, you just watch the shorts, right?
You just watch the highlights. Yeah.
Just watch the shorts.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, like anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes –
yeah.
You know, it's not too much.
Yeah. It's actually, these 3-hour podcasts are being shortened down to 15 seconds now. So, yeah, it's just best ofs now, best of clips.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations as to length of a podcast?
I mean,
do you tell people?
I try to keep it under an hour. After that, it's way too much.
Mm.
So people, if you see like it's going 2 hours, like I'm not gonna listen to.
Our audience used to love.
Yeah, you guys are different though, man.
Have long episodes.
You guys are different. You guys are so funny that like I never want you guys to end.
Thank you, man. Yeah. All right, I got some more here for you though.
Some more blindsiding questions.
Would you recommend holding a mock trial to determine whether or not a divisive member should be kept off microphone? And is this commonly used by other podcasters?
Wow. I think the only trial I've heard is I think Stern did a trial, right? He's done a couple trials back in the day.
Maybe. I don't really recall.
Yeah. But other than you guys, not heard any trials. I like your trials though. Mm-hmm. The trial by fire ants.
Yeah.
Always a huge hit on mm-hmm. Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Okay. So would you recommend that though for other podcasts to have like
other podcasts?
Members?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you listen to the people versus your own gut instinct?
I mean, you guys have never listened to the people and it's worked out pretty well for you guys. Mm-hmm. So.
I think we talk a big game. We say we got these big nuts, but at the end of the day,
I don't recommend
it. You also don't want to like alienate, you know, a large segment of the audience if they're not liking or not digging something.
Right.
You know,
but
that's a high wire act, man.
You love the high wire.
Nope.
He hates the high wire more than anybody I know.
Yeah, you're right. What am I talking about? All right. You like watching the other guy.
Your eyes are rolling. You're looking all over the room.
Wow.
You're like looking at the high wire, watching the guy fall off the high wire.
All right. What about this one? Okay.
Okay.
Let's.
No, I don't. But no, I don't recommend any other podcast attempt this highly volatile trial and steal it from Tell 'em Steve Dave. No, not going to work.
What are your thoughts on merchandising? What, in your opinion, is crossing the line of "quote unquote" selling out when it comes to merch?
Wow. Okay. What a question. I've seen you guys put out stuff that people need right away. They buy all of it. The hats. Your hats have been great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the shirts. The skulls, not so much.
Not so much, but they're gone now.
Yeah.
They are gone now.
I've seen your $10 bargain bin during Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So I see what doesn't move. Mugs, 8-tracks, clocks, Frank 5 clocks. I don't know. Well,
that's
those
new. They're not going to be any extras of those.
They're all, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way you do it where they're pre-bought already on Patreon. Yeah. They're pre-sold. That's smart.
Yeah, that is definitely something that is beneficial to the bottom line, because you're not creating something like we learned hard lessons. We created all those skulls, those mini skulls, and we thought they were going to set the world on fire, and they
didn't. They're different.
And a lot of people were like, yeah, you know what? I like the podcast, but I don't need a fucking little trinket.
You can't win them all.
Yeah. And there are other people who are like, that's so fucking cool. I want one, and they love it, and they still love it. So, yeah. But what is your opinion? When does someone cross the line
out? You can see some of the other shitty podcasts put out like the same old bullshit, like tumblers, like the metal, the fucking metal.
Coffee mugs are a big one.
Yeah, the coffee mugs are the metal, like the Stanley cups or the Stanley mugs that everybody has.
Oh, so you meant the real
one. Yeah, not the real one. You put out a version of that with your names engraved on that? I'm all over it. I'll buy that.
Those thermal cups are expensive, though, because we looked into it, and it was like cost prohibitive.
Yeah, they're like $30, $40, $50 with their logo on them.
But is there a line? Does Ming Chen have a line that, like, that you won't cross when it comes to merchant?
There's definitely merchandise people put out. I was like, this is bullshit. Who needs a, who needs a fucking keychain?
Like a keychain? You think keychain is crossing the line?
Why? But that's according to some people. When we put out ours, we crossed the line, and they're still floating around out there.
All right. This one's a little long. This one came at via email.
If I ever see the Tell 'Em Steve polo shirt, then I think it's all over.
Well, with a little instead of the alligator, a little four-color kissing demon. Devil or four-color demon or something. Little, that would be fucking pretty cool.
Eugene Iguana,
dude. Eugene Iguana. That's old school.
All right, maybe I take it back.
Yeah, maybe I take it polo back. Shirts.
You'd sell out all
but
you
want,
man.
You don't want to be known as like the podcast version of Kiss, though, where you have so much merch.
Oh, if only you could be the podcast version of Kiss.
If we made the amount of money that Kiss did, I would not care about that. I'd be like, let's paint a Tom, Steve, Dave coffin. Let's do it.
I've been doing a podcast with a friend for a while, and I feel like we will never get to the next level with my current partner. He's lacking in charisma and refuses to work at it. I'm not sure what to do. Keep quiet and keep my friendship and do a pod that has plateaued, or let my friend go, ruin our friendship, and bring in a co-host who can possibly help achieve a higher profile for the podcast.
Sign Ming Chen.
We know you made the right decision.
This is a tough one. Whoever
my partner's completely devoid of charisma.
This is a tough one. Sometimes that happens.
I think it's common.
Sure.
I think it's
all
common.
The time.
Like I think it's common. I of course would never reveal names, but I think there's a lot of people who are like, this guy, he's an anchor, he's weighing us down. He won't. You know, he thinks he's funny. He's brutal.
It happens all the time. Now, most of those pods fade out after 10 episodes, not like 300. But it happens to every podcast, man. Every pod, you see so many podcasts fizzle because the co-hosts don't line up, or one is not as dedicated as the other one, and it stinks.
What do you recommend? That's a Sophie's choice. Do you want to keep your friendship, or do you want to take a chance on ruining a friendship, and then you get a new co-host, and does it even work then? What if it doesn't work?
You keep going then. You keep trying.
But you also lost a friend, though.
That's the tough part. That's the tough part. But if it's not fun anymore, if it's torture –
these are your words.
Right.
This guy did not say that.
This is just general.
This is a therapy session.
I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I'm just saying, if it's torture and you wake up and you dread recording and you don't, then it's probably time to stop then. So, and some feelings might get hurt, but ultimately I think it's good for the both of you. So,
right. But what happens though if he makes that decision to like tell his friend, hey, look, I'm going to move on with a different partner.
Yeah.
And that person then is like, you're dead to me. And then you get that new partner and doesn't do anything anyway. And you're still, and still getting the same numbers. And then you fucked over a friendship over it. That was fucking crazy that this person was thinking that.
And you gave the friend the upper hand too, to be like, ha, now look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. But you wouldn't have known unless you tried. So. At least the
so you're, what's your recommendation? Really?
My recommendation
no shits and giggles.
Is maybe record a couple more episodes if you still feel the same way. If you're not having fun doing it and you're dreading recording, then it's time to go.
I think it feels like in my
you
gut
can put
says,
it more lightly. Like, hey, listen, I yeah, I'm not into this anymore. It's not you. It's me. And
it's like any other relationship,
I'm trying to
right?
go in another direction. Yeah, it happens all the time.
But what if, you know, it still gets the same numbers, and then like you gave him,
if he lost the friend. Same numbers, but you're having fun doing it, then it was worth it.
It feels like this guy really just wants to get to a different level than he's at, and it's
right.
You could also
it's
go
about
solo.
Fun. It's yeah. about it. To me, it feels like he wants to achieve a
numbers.
Certain
okay,
number.
And tell him Steve Dave like audiences.
And he didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, and again, if it's not happening with that co-host, then yes, you got to move on. And if it doesn't happen with the next one, keep moving on until it works.
Wow. That's cold.
Yeah.
That's cold.
That's
business.
Cutthroat.
Like,
sure, but you know,
is podcasting really that cutthroat?
It can be, yeah.
But it's like if you're moving on to a second and third person, like partner, maybe it's you.
Is it that cutthroat? We're going to like fucking trials and shit now? Yes, it's that cutthroat, ladies and gentlemen. It is. People are picketing, making signs, protesting. Yeah, this is we're at that level, everybody. Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but
wow, I am surprised that like you would give that, you know, that is cold. That is just like
– I mean, leaving him blindsided. Just listen.
Kill
you know,
or be
sit,
killed.
Sit
level.
Down and like, listen. I'm not
– mentality.
You know, I'm sorry I had to end this way. But, you know, we had a great run. But, I'm going to move on. It happens to every podcast, bands, whatever.
I got a couple – two more.
TV co-hosts.
Yeah, like Metallica. Like had Metallica not moved on without Dave Mustaine. They're like, look, we can't do this with you anymore.
Yeah.
And now look, Dave Mustaine moved on to Megadeth. Metallica moved on to Metallica.
Yeah, worked out for everybody.
Yeah, worked out for everyone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other
side situations where that doesn't happen. Yeah. In fact, it probably usually doesn't happen.
Yeah. Would you rather play it safe for a larger audience or be true to the style of show you want? Maybe resulting in less listeners, but ones who are there really enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you got to do the latter. The whole point in starting a podcast is so you can see where the hell you want. So, yeah, I'm not here to.
That's
win.
That's what I thought.
I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to say whatever the hell I want to say. So, I tell everybody that there's no rules in this. So you're
not. Have, but you're full of shit. Okay. You are full of shit.
How so?
You know you can't say whatever you want right now. You know you can't.
On my own show, I can, yes.
You can say whatever you know you can't say whatever you want on any mic.
You can say whatever you want, but then you're going to deal with the repercussions.
Sure.
It's not 2012 anymore, man. Okay. Holy shit, is it not 2012?
That's true. Yeah, I don't want NJ.com coming up.
Yeah. One little thing.
Scathing article.
One little thing.
Yeah. And so, I don't want Bleeding Cool coming after me either, saying I fucked up a panel. So, yeah.
So
I could if I wanted to. That's the
you
that's
could,
the point.
But you choose not to, though.
Well, I yeah.
Because you want a larger audience. The Ming Chen I know, I think, you know, people would be shocked to hear off mic the way you fucking – the way you drag people.
How cavalier I am.
You know, you keep that – you keep that – Ming Chen persona on the mic and right. when you're out in public.
And I try to be diplomatic. Yeah. I know where my bread is buttered. But if you have something you want to say or you need something to – you got to rail against somebody, then do it. Then do it. This is – you know, it's your show. You say whatever you want to say.
And damned the consequences?
Well, I mean, no. You're going to – if you put your foot in your mouth, you got to get your own foot out, man. So
yeah, but you also got to mention that too. Like you just can't tell the guy do say whatever you want and then he'll lose his job, his real job.
Right.
Ming,
yeah.
Ming, you told me to say whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
I just lost my job. I was a teacher for 10 years.
Plus I'm not famous.
And I'm not – on top of that, I'm not even famous.
Yeah, fuck you. It's all your fault. Yeah, sorry, dude.
You didn't tell me that if I said whatever I wanted
– I didn't tell you.
That, you know, right. that I could lose my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you give somebody that advice? Like, you know what? Don't even – if you think you're going to go on there and be like a hardcore, like, you know, conservative or hardcore lib, whichever – and you have a regular job?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't just start a podcast.
Yeah. But you – I mean you could. You just lose your job. But you could say it. You could
but
say
should
it.
You?
That's not for me to say. Not for me to say. But
the Maverick people.
I say if you wake up.
The Maverick himself giving you fucking.
I say if you wake up
podcasting and you wanna lessons that you can't hear anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you wake up and you want to reel into fucking Sonic because they put onion on your burger, then you do it, man. You do it. That's what I say.
All right, last one.
Okay.
It's definitely I'm going to give you one. He's a softball.
Okay.
How do you decide what tags to use to drive engagement?
Tags?
Hashtags.
Yes, I know.
All right.
I know. This is what we're talking about, tags.
I think even hashtags aren't a thing anymore, right?
They are. They are. I don't know how they affect whether or not people.
When I gave you weighty ones, you fucking went, wow. And you're like, you're ready to run out the door, it felt like.
Yeah, I'm like,
so I gave you a softball.
Yeah, my ass is halfway off the chair. Yeah. Thereafter, you can find out what the popular hashtags are and just throw them on there and see if it works.
There's apps for that now?
Yeah. You see what's trending and shit.
Like on a date?
Yeah. Like right to the moment. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And do you find that disingenuous though, or almost like
– It can be, which is why I don't really use them.
Bait and switch?
Yeah, which is – I don't.
You don't hashtag a lot of your releases?
Nah.
Do you feel it could be hurting you?
It could be, yeah. But I don't care.
What would you hashtag this episode?
This, train wreck, fucking Maverick.
Why is it a train wreck?
Why is it a train wreck when I'm here? I think that's what people love, though, right?
Hashtag Maverick.
Yeah, hashtag Maverick. That one always works. Yeah. Train wreck. Hashtag broken friendship. Hashtag not famous. Hashtag bring back comic book men.
Yeah, was there ever a time when you thought about, like, maybe I need to drop the zero and get with a hero? Like when you were podcasting. Or did you just accept, like, no, we're a team?
This is
my lot.
Yeah. Like fucking C-3PO and shit when he's like trapped in the desert. No, I'm pretty loyal guy, so no, never any thought. It's some things happen. Sometimes things happen, so.
Life is full of strange and wondrous turns.
Yes, it is. I'm here for all of it.
But you got to stay on the road.
Yeah. The people that expected to get famous by podcasting, it's like it's no different than, like I said, if you're a rock star or you're a writer.
Right.
You're an author and you're like, why am I not famous? I wrote a book. Why am I not famous?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I put out a comic book. How come it's how come I'm not Jim Lee and Chris Claremont and X-Men yet? It's like, well, because it sucks. That's why.
I hope that's not the way you're talking to your students.
No, when
you're giving your seminars.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I try to put some realistic.
You're a little bit more easy and a little bit, a little bit.
Try to be a little more
rough around the edges.
Try a little bit more realistic. But I'll break it to them gently.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't all be telling Steve Dave.
The Maverick people. The Maverick. Drop in knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, even
as took, he does.
Even took you guys years.
Years.
Took years.
Years.
And people, remember in the early on, people got angry at us because we didn't make shirts. We didn't make merchandise. We were just focused on the pod kind of. And people got annoyed, started making their own stuff.
Yeah.
Until we eventually got caught up and
different cracked down on that shit, man.
Yeah.
Bootleg t-shirts. Leave those to me, man. Yeah, leave me to the bootleg shit.
All right. Let's see. I'll let you, as a professional podcasting expert, I'll let you judge my spot reading.
Oh, we got ads.
Yeah, we got some ads here. Watching Netflix without using ExpressVPN is like buying tickets to a Taylor Swift concert, but only being allowed to watch the opening act, Ming. Wait, hold on a second. Okay. Why do you need ExpressVPN? Do you use ExpressVPN, Ming?
I don't, no.
I do. I've used it for a little while now, prior to us getting them as an advertiser. And it's mostly for this reason. Netflix has thousands of shows, but without a VPN, you can only get access to a fraction based on your location. And then they let you change your online location, control where you want Netflix or other streaming websites to think you're located. So if you want to go on there, like let's say Ming Chen's at home, right?
Yeah.
He's using the family computer because he left his laptop.
Right. He's actually at home.
Right.
Imagine that.
Somehow you got into the house. They left the back door open or something because the locks have been changed. And you're like,
he's just in the parking lot trying to access, his car.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was
just using the Wi-Fi.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fucking they changed the password again. God damn it.
I need ExpressVPN.
I got to go to the library right now.
Rick and Morty is a show that I watch from you know, other countries because they don't have all the episodes that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. There's some episodes that are too risque or too...
No, they just don't have them on like the streaming services that I have. So
yeah, the US version. So he's got to go to Australia or Denmark or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can. It's as easy as opening the app, selecting the country name, and tapping one button to connect, and then you refresh the page, and there it is.
Wow. So you use this with ease.
Oh, it's very easy. Says a lot.
That I proposed to that company Zoom that makes us our mixing boards. I'm mm-hmm. like, your tagline should be so easy that Brian Johnson didn't fuck it up, yeah. And they didn't go with it. But ExpressVPN should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not too late. They didn't use it, so ExpressVPN, if you're listening,
wow,
check it out. And why should you choose ExpressVPN over other VPNs? Blazing fast speed, stream in HD with zero buffering. That's pretty good. Compatible with all your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. Servers in 94 different countries. Talking a lot of TV, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It works with other streaming services like BBC iPlayer, YouTube, and more. So be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/TESD. Don't forget to use the link at expressvpn.com/TESD to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. And then, okay, that's a blank page.
Wow, every Rick and Morty episode ever created.
Everyone ever created, dude. At your fingertips.
All the Dan Harmon, Justin Roiland you can handle.
All the magic. Nice. Why is this not going away? Hold on. I'm sorry, everyone.
He still can't use his iPad.
There we go. I have a second spot I got to read. Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks. I don't need to be messing around with any pros and sharks.
No.
They got me by the balls. You pick more or less than on a 2-6 player stat projection and watch your winnings roll in. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. And you can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. So I was talking to BQ. He didn't give me his specifics, but he got this in the mail, and he's been messing around with Prize Picks a little bit. He says he enjoys it.
So he bets on sports?
Well, this isn't betting. This is fantasy sports. So this is not like a betting type.
Oh, okay, thing. Okay. It's just for fun.
Yeah. Well, you can win money. So I don't know. Go to prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD for a first deposit match up to $100. That's go to prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I watch a lot of the murder porn type stuff on TV, Ming.
Okay. Anything good lately?
There was something that I was wondering, like, as you know, you're married, Walt, you're married.
Yeah.
If you discovered that your wife had taken out $1 million life insurance policy on you without letting you know, or even $500,000, whatever.
Yeah.
Without letting you know, what's the reaction?
I mean, it's a little suspect.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I was like, wait, well, yeah, why wouldn't she tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she tell you? And, I mean, that can only lead to one thing, right?
Murder.
Yeah.
Or attempted murder anyway.
Yeah. Start checking for arsenic, cyanide.
That was the
bleach in your coffee.
Yeah. This was a lady who was, it was arsenic, as a matter of fact. And she was, and this is a thing. It's like she was a preacher's wife who was doing it. I guess it was her second marriage or something, his first marriage, but he was a preacher. And this lady was poisoning him with arsenic over the course of a year. They were able to tell later on because of the hair, the hair follicles. And he went to the hospital and he was getting worse and they couldn't figure out why. And they're like, well, what is it that he's ingesting? Like, cause they looked at, you know, again, they look at the hair and they see that it's still happening when he's in the hospital. And it's his wife had been bringing in home cooked meals and shit like that. And then once she stopped, he started getting a little better and a little better. And that's how they figured out that she had taken out the insurance policy and all the other shit.
Wow.
It's amazing. criminals who are like, you're not going to be smarter than everybody else.
Right.
Because it's not just you versus one guy or one cop or one detective.
Yeah.
It's you versus like the forensic people, the homicide detectives, the fucking – the looky-loos that are just like the church people who are like, you know, talk to the cops and are like, I don't know. You might – she's like, she acts a little weird, man. You might want to talk to her.
Yeah. Now they're like – there are podcasts out there investigating shit like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True crime podcasts going – was it the arsenic? Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're done. But I did. I wondered myself, like, what would I do? This is what I wrote down because it was
late.
Are you
suspecting?
No, just because I was watching that show. I wrote, okay. I'd hit that pussy one last time and take a bow and say, sorry, bitch, I'm outie.
I mean.
Well, if you found out she took out a life insurance policy?
$1 million?
See, because I would be. Yeah, there's so much without that my wife does, you know, financials and takes care of things that I would not – like it wouldn't even bat an eyelash. I would just be like, oh, okay.
Shrug.
She's done it. She's done all the details of our life anyway.
Yeah, so same with Mary Beth, but that would be suspect. Like she's younger. I'm older.
She doesn't need to fucking – she's just patient. She's going to get it all in not that long anyway. Look how old we are compared to her. Is she that impatient?
She might be. I don't know.
I think it's good if the longer you stay alive, right? You get all that Patreon money. You're up to 10,000 subscribers and growing.
Yeah, she's –
yeah, you don't kill the golden goose.
Well, she's got the insurance policy. It's way more lucrative
than waiting for Patreon. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. That's ongoing though, man, and growing.
That is good though. Like you say, she's going to get it all anyway. Like all the shit that I don't want to deal with will eventually be hers to deal with. Like all my stuff and all the crap that I look around the house and I've never seen anyone order as much shit as she orders, like stupid stuff from like – there's this I guess it's an Asian website called Temu.
She gets stuff from Temu?
Yeah, she gets
all that
shit
cheap
from
bullshit?
Temu. Yeah, all that cheap crap.
Wow, it's like, so cheap. Even I won't buy it. All like, that cheap Chinese shit.
It's like all cheap Chinese stuff and stuff that I'm like, do we really fucking need this? And then she's like, it was only a couple dollars. And it's like this, you know, like how we use a washer. And like, you know, if you close the door after you wash your clothes, sometimes it starts to get a little bit like musty and stale. So you want to like make sure it's dry or at least keep it open. So it's this like magnetic thing that sticks on the washer and it has like a little hook that holds the door open.
Right.
And I'm like, why don't you just open the door all the way?
Right.
It stays open by itself.
Yeah.
But it's not good enough. I don't get it.
Just, you're gonna be crushed under the weight of like Hello Kitty rice cookers and shit.
Yeah.
those are the ads I see, right?
Yeah.
Like fucking like rice steamers and like little mini irons or whatever. Like chopstick holders. Wow, mm-hmm. Man, she got sucked to my Temu.
Yes.
But when she has to deal with your stuff, you know, my guess is that she's just going to call in like, you know, just haul it out. Just haul it out. You know?
Like garbage? I got stuff that's worth money. Not everything I own is shit.
Well, I mean, you have to, I guess, beat it into her brain that it's not garbage then because, you know, most people are not going to like look up every fucking Blu-ray. I saw your Blu-ray collection.
Right.
And so, they're not all out of print.
Yeah, she's not making money off my Blu-rays. But I have a lot of action figures and stuff like that. Like I have a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive of Pamela Voorhees and it's worth like $500.
Yeah. She's going to have to
– hanging on the wall.
She's going to have to do the homework then to look it all up on eBay and be like – and then when she looks up one – exclusive, like, you know, if not the Pamela Voorhees, but maybe something else is like $25.
This isn't worth it.
And the next one she looks up.
$15.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, you're right. That's and I have a couple books that are worth a lot of money. And then other than that, it's just like you're just general average shit that, you know,
it's like you can probably Mike pick Zapp's up. Like Funko Pop. Trash.
It's all – and then somebody's going to have, a whole bunch of Brian Johnson merch on their flea market table at Collingwood in Englishtown.
Getting
of all these clothes – of all these companies that do what's it called? Cleanouts?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's what all that shit is trucked to then.
Dude, that would be – you talk about karma. I remember when Kevin and I were really young. We were like at like 19, 20. We worked for these guys that his mom knew and we went around to different estates. Like, you know, they would have estate sales and they would sell all the shit and the stuff that people didn't want was left behind and we would go in there and take the stuff and throw it into a dumpster, like just clean out the house so that they could sell the house. And I mean, I remember throwing away stuff that I'm like, this meant something to people. Like this lady, this one lady, I'll never forget her. Her name was Marge, and she had like a, like photo albums, and it was like New Year's Eve, 1969, a great time was had by all, was written on the back. And she had like a whole bunch of teacups, like little fragile teacups that I guess she got from different states she went to or whatever. I was just hucking them into the fucking dumpster here, like listening to them shatter.
Almost everybody. Everybody's stuff, a portion of it is going to be treated like that. All the things that you cherish are going to be treated like shitty little teacups.
Right, yeah.
By somebody.
Like, look at this garbage. Yeah. This fucking old idiot.
I've told everybody in the house, I was like, these are not garbage.
Oh, really?
These go for money. These are out of print. Do not just assume that you're not going to get something. Don't, like, if the first book you look up may not go for money, but I'm telling you, there's other ones that will.
Mm.
You know, you've got to – if you maximize what's in on these shelves, or else you're just throwing money away.
Right.
Yeah. Don't treat it like teacups.
Yeah, those teacups. I remember we took a sewing machine. We tried to sell this sewing machine to like five different antique shops. People are like, it's not an antique. It's just, it's garbage. So we just left it on the side of the road. But yeah, it was like we would try to like scavenge for stuff that was actually worth money. She had a whole big TV guide collection. Like in retrospect, I wish we kept that.
You could have used that, man.
For the TV guides?
You could have used that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that show's been... on that might be on the chopping block.
Oh no, really?
All the catalog shows.
Wait, it's gonna get canceled? How ironic! If it gets canceled,
that's ironic.
Because it's like a TV show, it gets canceled, man.
Wow. Well,
what about it? I'm too far. Oh, okay. What was I going to say though? Oh, me and Gideon went to Goodwill. We're looking for a suit for him. Mm-hmm. For a project, for a new Patreon show. And I went into the Goodwill. I went to three Goodwills over the course of last week. And I saw so many things in that Goodwill that I know are just were that someone cleaned out a house and somehow it found its way to this Goodwill. But it's like there's frames with the photos still in them.
Oh, really?
Like these old photos of this somebody's – this was on somebody's mantle or somebody's desk at some point, and now it's in a Goodwill store. That and there's really, I think, little to no chance that it'll ever sell, mm-hmm. like some of this shit that was around it. But yeah, it all goes there, though. It all goes somewhere, and most of it doesn't find a new home for somebody to cherish it after you're gone or we're gone.
Right.
It's sad,
just the
man.
Way it is.
That's a photo, though. If that person's house was on fire, they would have ran back in and got
right.
it. Maybe
it is sad, but at the end of the day, it's not realistic, though, to think that, like, you know, that the shit that you're like, my teacups. No one gives a fuck about your teacups.
No,
my Blu-rays.
No one gives a fuck about your Swarm fucking Blu-rays.
Oh, come on,
Your Swarm. All your horror beam, like your bee about bees.
About
and shit.
Bees. Yeah, I have like four
killer
or five
movies
about bees.
Look, I got a ton. I know. I can say that because I have over 100 DVDs that no one gives a fuck about.
Right.
Including me.
Well, at this point, yeah, like DVDs, like forget Blu-rays, DVDs. Like I tried to play a DVD on my big TV. It's like it doesn't translate anymore. Like the quality was about as bad as VHS. On
really?
That. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it would like upscale it or something.
It's digital.
Well,
it doesn't work like that. It was like coded in a different format, dumbass. Like,
what?
It's like trying to like you know, it's like blowing up a photo as a postage stamp up into a poster.
Oh, because your TV's too big.
The TV is too big.
Well, Brian or Big TV Johnson.
I told her not to buy the TV. I was like, I'm not Brian Big TV Johnson. I was like, do not buy it. It's too big. And she fucking bought it anyway.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen.
Well, yeah, it sounds like, you can't get a fucking – you can't get a control over there.
Dude, she's
at the Johnson Manor.
Like,
everybody's buying fucking shit they don't need, including big TVs.
Big TVs.
You can't watch your DVDs now.
Although – I know. I'm like, buy a smaller TV so I can watch my shit. She's like, your shit's old and stale. It doesn't work.
Insurance policy, $1 million. I didn't tell you to buy this.
I'd have to hand it to her, though, if she really was like working on something to try to kill me for $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
She's very loving. She's very sweet. So.
Right. Wow. Had you fooled, man?
Yeah. I don't know.
First it's glass in your ice cream, and now like
that was something else.
Whatever you're eating now. Yeah, see, you wouldn't. You it wouldn't work on you. You would taste the arsenic in your pizza or chicken fingers right away, man.
You wouldn't even have to taste it. He'd smell it.
Yeah, he would smell it from a mile away. It's like, what is that?
He's like, that's almonds, isn't it? It smells like almonds.
Is that what ricin smells like? Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Ming Chen? What do you got coming up? Anything you want to pimp? Anything you want to promote?
A bunch of conventions. Yeah,
where are you headed off to?
Nonstop. And a couple cool places, like Boise, Idaho.
Wow, who fuck goes to Boise? But Ming Chen does.
Yeah, fucking Sean Astin are going up there from The Goonies and Lord of the Rings.
You'll go places that a lot of people won't go, right? Because you to for all your fans
it's like
demands.
Third world countries. And yeah, shit. It's like,
you'll go where you know a lot of celebs just are like you know it ain't worth it. But you find the you know within you that's cool. That
yeah,
you want
to
make
trying to explore the world.
That's
man.
A flight too.
Boise,
like Boise. Oh my god, that's a long
I gotta
flight.
I think Seattle first and then done over to Boise. Mm-hmm. Going back to Anchorage. I went to Anchorage last year. They invited me back.
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is it still nighttime, like 30 days out of the year?
It's more daytime. There's light out until about 10:30, 11 at night. It's pretty cool. You would love it.
Yeah.
You would love it. You love staying up late.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. But everywhere I go, man.
And I see, though, like you're partying hardy. Wherever you go.
I try to, yeah.
Do you feel like, you know, you may be partying like a younger man, like, you know.
I'm starting to feel it. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Really?
Yeah.
You got maybe let it slow down on the partying?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able
you
to do that.
You can't, right? It's impossible.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
Now, Ming, you were recently in Texas, and you showed, I'm not going to expose the content, but you showed me a video. That really made me laugh.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, I feel it's one of those videos that with the right like attention could go viral.
Yeah. Why didn't you post that?
Why did you not post it yet?
I don't know yet. I think I wanted to send it to Sexfield people first to see if it was funny. I mean, it's pretty
hysterical.
Funny. But
dude, it's hysterical. Yeah. And what's funnier than what you do is what you say.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, it will have been posted.
Posted by now?
Yeah, it'll be posted by now.
Okay. Where should they go to see it?
Go to Twitter. It'll be over at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Will you hashtag TikTok. It too?
I'll hashtag it.
Hashtag
funny.
Funny. Hashtag TEST pizza, I guess.
Hashtag Maverick.
Hashtag Maverick, yeah.
Hashtag asshole.
Big time. Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about it. It'll be posted by now. So, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you sent it to me, and it's you, and I assume you're lit.
I'm pretty lit, yeah.
Yeah, you're drunk.
And it's not a recent video.
That's why I brought this up, because you look like you got that 1,000-mile stare going.
Oh, yeah. I'm lit, yeah.
You're
sure.
Like, you can't even, like, you're seeing into other universes, it looks like.
So this happened in Austin, Texas in 2015.
Oh, that was that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long ago.
Dude, you haven't really aged that much. I thought it was recently.
I definitely, I'm a svelter. I'm definitely thinner and younger, but yeah, and stupider, apparently.
Well, I mean, it was a total accident.
It was, yeah. It was.
The way you say,
it was 1,000% an accident, yeah. But if you watch the video, I'm lit, I'm drunk. I'm making a video where I'm holding a slice of pizza, and a friend is asking me to disparage the pizza because it's Texas pizza, not Jersey pizza. And I end up throwing it. And it ends up hitting a dude in the side of the face. That guy that's passing by is innocent, probably having a bad day. And
you
I
look
just
like
made
he
it
was
worse.
Having a bad day.
It looked like every day's a bad day for this guy.
Yeah, yeah. I believe he was homeless.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And I believe
you could have left that out.
No. I'm not leaving that out. I think it makes it even worse that I slapped him in the face with a piece of pizza. And I think he was lit as well, which is why you know he didn't try to retaliate or anything. He just kind of
His reaction. I don't. How would you have reacted, Walt, if like some young punk is on the side of the road?
I would have been angry, but I mean, it's diffused it immediately.
Right.
You know? I apologize.
Yeah, it was just like
you diffused it. Yeah, you were like you apologize immediately. You didn't mean it.
It was definitely one of those like wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah.
Situations.
It couldn't have been one in a million shot. That hit him that square in the face.
Fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I felt bad. I really felt bad.
Did you?
Yeah. And then afterwards, he was like, "Hey, man, can I get a dollar?" And I gave him $5.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I gave him
something.
$5, yeah. I genuinely felt bad. But
it's lucky that's left off the video because then it makes it – it wouldn't be as funny.
No, I guess it's not. But, yeah, the reason I sent it to you now, and I forgot she had taken the video, and I saw the person who shot it recently. I'm like, hey, did you – was that on video? And she looked back, and she still had it. So We had a good laugh. Yeah. I was like, I know a guy who would enjoy this. I sent it right over to you.
Yeah, I immediately showed it to Mary Beth. I was like, you got to watch this.
So it'll be, go to Twitter and definitely check it out. And hopefully I don't lose my Maverick status after that. But
do you think that could hurt you? And like,
there are some people
garnering more awards in the future.
There are some audiences out there that may have seen offended it by as, that. Insensitive. Yeah. Maybe.
Even saying homeless instead of unhoused, I'm going to have to cut that.
He's on record as saying, I say what I want.
Yeah, it's true. No, yeah. He is a maverick.
Yeah, well, he was homeless, unhoused, whatever the difference is. So, yeah.
None.
Yeah.
None. For some reason, the word unhoused makes some people feel better about other people being homeless. I think homeless people are probably like, I don't have a home, motherfucker. Yeah. Call me whatever you want. Just get me a home.
Right. Yeah. Or a dollar.
Yeah. Or a dollar.
Or a dollar.
Just don't throw pizza on me.
Yeah. I did feel bad. So, and it's no excuse, but I was pretty drunk.
Good as excuse as any.
Yeah. Not an excuse. So, well, I'm glad you found it funny and not like, what an asshole.
I saw it as a complete and utter accident.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. But, so go to Ming Chen's social media and check out that video. It's pretty funny. Listen to what he says, because that really made me laugh.
Yeah. Turn the sound up, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you actually hear the pizza smacking the guy's face too, which is crazy that it caught that. But not my best moment.
I'm gonna have to jump on some of these cons with Ming. My wife wants a new bathroom.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Did you ever try to price a new bathroom?
Oh, anything.
Holy
in the
shit!
Home improvement area is going to be pricey. Yeah, there's no cheap renovations. Yeah.
A lot of hidden costs.
I'm thinking about having her get an insurance policy on me and faking my death.
While she's taking a dump, she's like, the bathroom that Brian's death built me. I think my best bathroom renovation story was I was at a con once. I saw Jason Mewes walking in from the front door of the hotel.
I remember
He's
got this.
Bags of Legos, just bags. It looks like he bought all at Toys R Us. He's like, holy crap, man, where'd you get all those? Like, yeah, I went and I bought everything I didn't have, and he kept going. So I texted his wife. I'm like, hey, we're here at the con. I just saw Jay. Man, he had a lot of Legos with him. She's like, oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm like, yeah, she's okay.
In trouble.
Didn't go well for old Mewes.
3 hours later, I saw me come. He runs over to me, starts yelling in my face, like, dude, what the fuck, man? Why'd you rat me out like that? That wasn't cool. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's yelling at me as if I caught him with another woman. And I told his wife, and he said, my wife said you texted her and said I had a bunch of Legos. Why'd you go do that?
Yeah, why did you?
I just thought I was just making a comment. It was a lot of, it was so many that I had to make a comment.
I remember when I was when I was talking to her. Yeah, she was like, he has a renovation to pay for. He can't be buying that shit.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, he yelled at her, or she yelled at him. She was like, Jay, you can't be buying these Legos at you. We can't renovate our bathroom with Legos. And I was kind of like, actually, you could if you wanted.
Now, what about the bathroom? Why did you say bathroom?
Oh, because she wanted him to save the money for the bathroom renovation.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he was in the bathroom with the bags.
No.
Like, that's really weird. Like, you came out of the stall and he was all... And
it was a hotel. He's walking to the front
never
door.
Never guess how I got these Legos.
Speaking of cons and bathrooms, I mean, have you guys smoothed it over when you... About that joke you made about...
I have not.
You guys still haven't done it.
I have not.
What did he do?
He made the joke.
The pooping joke.
The pooping joke about somebody who pooped on the con floor.
Yeah, I was going to go smooth it over, and I haven't.
And he still hasn't smoothed it over.
No.
What's – is it pride?
It's not pride. I just don't want to deal with it.
Don't care enough. I think that's what it is. Doesn't care enough.
No, I care. I absolutely care.
No, if you cared, you could send a text.
I could send a text. I'd rather just go in and be like, dude, listen, I'm sorry. I offended you online. I took all the posts down, so that's step one. You're laughing at me. I'm trying. It's small
steps. You deleted
steps.
The posts?
I deleted them all, yeah.
They were classic, man.
Yeah.
Classic Mike shit on the con floor.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's going to be hard to apologize when they're still up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Does he even know that they've been deleted?
No, he does not.
So
he will, though. He will when I get off my ass and go in there.
When you eventually go and apologize.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What a touchy motherfucker. What a touchy guy.
But he's been talking about apologizing
for a while now.
For a while.
I know. I shouldn't wait this long.
No. Yeah. You can do it right now on Mike.
No.
Would you like to make a public apology on Tell Him Steve Dave?
I mean, I am Mike? Right now, yes. Mike, I'm sorry I offended you online. I didn't think you were going to get this upset. And it was not my intention to upset you this bad. And I hope you accept my apology. We've done a lot of great things. And I hope it can continue. But
if I know Mike, he is definitely going to accept that apology.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a listener.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hit him that you apologized.
Yeah, somebody let him know that Mike apologized.
No, I feel if he
everything's
feels,
okay
if,
now.
Yeah. If he feels bad, then yeah, I apologize for sure. But I should be a man.
Well,
and
you
go
know
do
he
it
feels
face
bad.
To face.
You see, you don't feel like coming at him from a different angle. Like, dude, stop being such a fucking pussy. Everybody knows you didn't shit on the con floor.
That's a Brian Johnson apology, and that usually doesn't go over
that's
well.
Throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I remember my analogy is the last time I was really mad at you, like we made up in 2 weeks. Like it was so stupid.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
We were mad at each other? I don't know.
Yeah. I was mad because you didn't show up to a con in New Orleans.
Oh, I remember. In New Orleans. Yeah, I remember that.
I was getting the brunt of that too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I don't even go to any cons. Yep. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, I just get a text. No more fucking favors.
No more fucking favors.
Yep. And I was like,
that came from.
I go, is this intended for me? Fuck yeah. It was intended for you. Yep. And I was just like, what is going on? He's like, Brian Johnson didn't show up. And I'm like, what does that have to do with fucking me?
Okay,
it doesn't.
And?
It doesn't. I was texting you and Q at the same time. He's probably saying the same thing. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Now, to be fair, I was in New Orleans. It was 2 in the morning. You can imagine what state I was in
right
by then. The mad and drunk.
You know what? You could. I mean, I think I owe an apology if you want to. If you're on an apology roll right now, if you want to issue one for – texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I apologize for that. I woke you up, but you're probably awake. But
yeah,
apologize for involving you in something that you were not. You weren't even involved in. I just
or aware if I was there or not.
I just need to vent to somebody who I thought might understand my frustration. And I think you'd been frustrated.
But you had threatened me though with like
more favors.
Yeah, with that I was going to pay the price. I was like,
it wasn't you per se. I don't know. You know, I was just, it was a blanket like. At the time, I was like, man, all the shit I've done for that guy, like no more. It was more aimed at him, but I didn't mean to,
I know.
Imply
you were mad. I get it
that you were going to suffer as well, and you didn't ultimately.
No,
so,
I didn't. But I was scared. I was.
You were scared.
Yeah, I was just
I was going to snap. And,
I know that. No, that like somehow there were going to be like we would, like there was going to be a big fallout. We wouldn't talk to each other for 2 years.
Yeah. No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's you
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I made it right.
You did.
I made it right.
Yeah.
See, you learned an important lesson, though. You have to give a druggie wider latitude than a regular guy.
Yes.
Like if it were today, I'd show up.
Oh, sure.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yes, I did learn that harsh lesson that, those Roxy's reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah.
I was very reluctant to get – Sage was sick recently. I brought her to urgent care, and they gave her this syrup, this cough syrup.
Yeah.
It's a promethazine or something like that, and it's the shit that they use to make lean or purple drink. You know, it's a codeine syrup. And what it does is it tricks your brain into not coughing. And I don't know if you remember, but like, remember on Comic Book Man, there was one summer where I was like, I could not stop fucking coughing.
Yep.
It was like, there was a tickle in my throat and I was taking that shit all summer.
Yeah.
In addition to the fucking Roxy's and stuff.
Wow. You're on a roll, man.
Yeah.
Well, what does it do?
The syrup?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some, I don't know if it's, it must be the codeine.
So they don't take, so that syrup is no longer used in soda any longer?
No.
Purple drink is like a
it's a concoction that a lot of like
rappers
and gangsters and stuff.
Yeah, they invented it in Houston, I think. It's it's supposed to get you drunk and high and shit.
Yeah.
But it's cough syrup.
It's cough syrup, but it has codeine in it.
Oh gosh.
Which is not legal without a prescription in this country.
Yeah, like Rite Aid's I saw a sign at Rite Aid the other day when I was picking up my medication. They're like, we're not even gonna carry it anymore. Because people
dangerous.
Don't want to deal with opiates. Yeah, they just don't want to deal with opiates.
Oh,
it
fucks you.
Oh, it gets you high. Yeah, it makes you feel good.
All right. I thought it was just basically all it did was make you stop coughing.
And you know how I'm cured? There's still a full bottle of it in my house.
Wow.
I didn't drink it.
You're like chugging it down.
I didn't mix it up with some Sprite.
Purple drink.
Yeah, a little purple
your
drink.
Your tongue's all purple.
Hey, guys. Yeah, they put like Jolly Ranchers in it to make it sweeter. So like it doesn't taste like cough
Never
syrup.
Never heard of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, man. All the kids are doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, high school kids, if you can
get down to Clutch City,
if you can get a hold of that shit,
drink some purple drink, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a lowrider.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ming. We appreciate you coming out.
Oh yeah.
We broke one of his rules, though. He's like, don't go over an hour, and we went.
Oh, come on.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Almost.
Wow. Yeah, this is your show, not mine. So, you guys operate by your own rules. That's why you guys have gone almost 600 episodes.
You keep throwing it out there, like you're trying, like that we play like our own rules and we do what we want. And I was just like, is that the aura that we put out there?
I think so. Yeah,
we're kind of like rebel.
I believe so. Yeah,
really? Oh, absolutely. I like that.
There was there's a strip that came out recently on TSD Comics on Instagram, and it's. You were asking who's the bad boy of podcasts. And I said, if you're talking about bad at it, it's probably Mike and Ming.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we could be the bad boys of podcasting, right?
All right. I mean,
do you know anybody else who's as rebellious as we are?
No, yeah, not
there's
really.
There's definitely way in 2024.
Like, I think, I think of like freaking like Bill Laimbeer. Outside the Bad Boys from Pistons from 1989, like won the championships. Like, this guy throwing elbows at the podcast world.
I had no idea you held us in that regard.
For sure.
Really? To me, it feels more like clown shoes.
Clown shoes? Still people are laughing, man. Paying $5 a month for those clown shoes. Continue to do it. Patreon.com/TESD, man.
Wow, look at this motherfucker.
It's a promotion machine.
Yeah, man.
Hashtag fucking $5. Yeah. Hashtag Patreon.
Heck yeah, man.
Hashtag tell him Steve Dave.